Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by
A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination,
Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
So, the last episode we left off, you guys had just arrived at La Boutique Fromage.
Welcome to France.
And the maitre d' outside, I'll tell you his name. His name was Louis Lapidus. He told you about how the International Ghostbusters came and fixed a problem that he was having, but then they disappeared. The problem has since come back, but in trying to solve his problem, they destroyed the restaurant, so he still hasn't been able to open the restaurant. He's very frustrated, and he wanted you guys to take care of it. So you guys know that the Ghostbusters were here. They obviously found something of importance, otherwise they wouldn't have done this job. And he thinks that the ghost inside might be a chef who he fired. And that's where we left off. So you guys are there. I believe Nina's there as a translator.
How did the chef die again?
He didn't say.
Oh.
He just said that after he fired him, he had died, but he didn't say.
He's thrown into the soup.
They wanted to bump that 4-star restaurant
into a 5-star.
Because 4 is just, you know, terrible.
But now this maitre d'.
So Philistine.
He's now the owner, operator, head guy in charge. But they have yet to open up the restaurant since they closed it and fired the previous chef.
So do we have that waiver?
He'll reluctantly sign it.
I was going to say, I'm sure he's thrilled.
Dude, I'm not going in the kitchen. There's pans in there.
We're shoving you into the kitchen face first.
No, because I get hit in the head with pots and pans. I'm not going in there again.
Dude, you're
on. All right, so you're not going to bust. You're just going to wait in the car.
That's literally 1,000 pots and us just pushing you and it's just like, ping, 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 ping.
Walking him through.
Yeah.
I will grab the pots and hit you.
I guess now's a good time to explain that for the first time, we are having a special guest. Obviously, you guys can see because he's sitting right here. But
special ghost.
Yeah, no one else. We have a
special ghost.
Yeah, our special guest is our friend Steven. He will be playing the part of the ghost tonight. And let's see how this goes. I don't know how this is going to go. Maybe it'll be a lot of fun.
Let's see how this goes.
Maybe it'll be more complex. I'm not sure, but we'll figure it out. So he's got everything he needs, and of course I'm right here to help answer any questions.
Do I have a name?
Yes, that's your name right there.
Oh.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to do before you headed in?
Why don't we just pull the Geist one in so it's facing and just level the building?
Yeah.
How about we back the Geist one up to the door so we can use the mobile containment unit if we have to?
That's a good idea.
Wait, when did pool become me? That's an Adam suggestion.
Well, we'll just say that the Geist one is parked right out front, like along the curb. Yeah. So, you know, it's right there.
It's easily accessible.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have Toba with us?
Yeah, Toba's with you and so is Nina.
He loves restaurants.
You're like, hey, Louie, can you just keep Petra? Our buddy here, our buddy Tobin, something. He's kind of hungry.
He's just
like, really frustrated.
he's like the restaurant is not open. Nina will translate because he doesn't speak English. But yeah, she says he says that the restaurant's not open and that he's not giving you guys anything until this job is done. So he doesn't seem like a happy camper.
Not even for saviors of the world.
They were rebuilding the restaurant. A lot of the stuff is still in there to like work with. But when the Ghostbusters came in, they destroyed a lot of the interior because of, you know, you could imagine.
Did we do a bad job training them or something?
We didn't train them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you remember that differently?
Well, no.
I mean, I know you weren't there for most of it.
We kind of gave them a crash course in it, you know.
It's true.
Crash.
They
destroying historical monuments.
Yeah. Sank Fort Christmas. Yeah. So it looks like they followed our example very well, yeah. Actually.
Okay, no, so we... Okay, oh, good, good.
True, well, I mean, I'm assuming a chef would be in the kitchen, so...
Are you gonna head in?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going first. I'm gonna get hit with a pot.
I'll go first, I don't care.
All right, so you
it's
guys...
It's a kitchen.
You guys walk in, and you enter through the main doors, and there's just the... you know, you can see the entire restaurant where there would be tables and stuff, but a lot of it has, like, there's a lot of missing tables, a lot of missing chairs, and there's scorch marks all across the ceiling and the walls and everything like that. You find your way, you go into the back, you just walk in, not even gonna scan or anything, just gonna just march in there and see what happens?
I'm gonna put my goggles on, have a look around.
Okay.
See what can be seen.
You definitely see a glowing happening through the wall in the kitchen, so you're definitely seeing some activity happening.
Like, what class we're dealing with.
PKE it?
Yup.
You're picking up a really strong class 4. That's what you guys are reading. You're gonna head in?
Yep.
Yup.
Alright, if you go in, you're gonna see a ghost chef working over some cabinets, getting pots and pans, getting knives. He's putting things together. Looks like he's working on something.
I say, hey, the soup needs some pepper.
Do you do anything?
I'd love to fucking pepper his ass. Can I curse in this?
Yeah, you can curse at
him. Yeah.
You can curse on the podcast.
Pepper his soup.
I'll pepper your soup.
Like, good, that's what I want.
So they come in, so
they're like, oh, okay, good, we're gonna go, we're good. Bring it out when you're ready.
So they come in, they
taste a lot better now.
Yeah, so they just walked in behind you while you were busy working, trying to put stuff together.
I appreciate his constructive criticism.
Well, I mean, they need to get out of the kitchen because I'm busy.
What you making?
We're not even paying customers.
Yeah.
So I guess I need to insult them.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I gotta get them out of there.
Okay. Go ahead and give me, you know, roll that many
insult
dice.
Roll.
Including ghost.
Including that one, yeah.
A good French insult, too.
Mm-hmm. That could be better. That's all right.
It's like, your mother shaves.
It's like, thank you. Thank you.
He gives you, he says it in French, but he gives you an insult that you can tell it's like, I bet if I understood French, that would be pretty bad. Like, not like the worst I've ever heard, but he's telling you what to do with yourself.
I'm just going about my business, man. These fucking assholes are up in my kitchen, like, just trying to ignore them.
Just, like, shake your head.
Even though...
Yeah, I'm just ignoring them. I'm just going back, chopping up.
Because they're clearly not leaving, you're just going to let them stand there?
Let's go home.
Well, I'm seeing what... Yeah, I mean, what are they...
Okay.
Maybe
let's go
help
them and see how much... No, that's a good idea. I like that. I'm going to walk over and just start grabbing random vegetables.
How about instead... I'm gonna go, hey guys, this is a ghost. Let's just light him up.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm gonna hit a proton streak.
You're gonna start? We're gonna start coming. Alright, everybody give me a standard moves.
13, 14.
19. Alright, well this chef ghost is gonna go first. He sees So you're just like, alright, we're just gonna light him up. Everyone takes off their, you know, everyone goes for it. What does everyone have, by the way? I just need your proton. Proton.
Slime.
And you're the only slime?
Yeah.
So you guys, you know, alright, stick, hold Nick, you know, ready to go. He sees, so clearly, you see, this is your chance. If you want to ignore him still, that's fine, but you definitely see them coming at you.
Being French, I'm not really going to take the first initiative in fighting.
He's going to surrender.
Immediately, hands
just
come up.
Open the trap. He just walks right in.
What I would like to do is keep cooking. That's
okay. You
possible.
Don't. You, yeah. You won't. You won't have to roll for that. But you can just keep cooking. Yeah.
I don't know why they can't see I'm up to something here.
Okay.
Something important.
All right. Then it's on the pool.
He's freaking American.
So he's basically just like, ugh, and he goes back and he's back to cooking.
I'm cooking well.
Yeah.
I wish
this
to
impressive.
Prevent him from cooking further. So I'm going to shoot a slime net.
Yeah, you hit him. It just goes across the room, and just this chef ghost is just stuck in a net. He's a floater.
Cooking is a little more difficult now.
Yeah,
you're restricted. You can't. Yeah. All right, so walls go.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not cooking anymore. Cause I'm sure, like, he's probably making
it smell terrible. It's like,
it was probably one of those escargot or like frog legs or something. Gross.
It's the big bowl of frog legs.
Disgusting French cuisine. So I'm gonna.
Because French make terrible food. It's well known.
That's what they're known for.
Notorious.
You're gonna be so mad when you open it. It's just steaming fresh croissants. Like, you're gonna be like, oh man,
the crepes.
Should have let him cook a little bit more. Those are little thin pancakes. I love those.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him with my proton pack.
Okay.
Proton stream. All
right. Right now he's just standing. He just got netted, so it's a pretty good hit. It's not looking too good. Did you want to interrupt and you're gonna do your thing, or they're just gonna keep on going?
Yeah, I think I better.
Okay, now that you've been hit,
get myself out.
Better
of
not just keep taking it.
Yeah,
and I'll keep taking it.
I mean, I didn't pick this bite. You guys came
That's
into
true.
My kitchen. You came into my kitchen.
Well,
my
we're gonna
business.
Finish it regardless. So, yeah.
Well, Tommy's just talking in French, like muttering to himself.
He's like, you know,
like,
Oh, so what'd you like to do?
Well, since I'm stuck in this effing slime net with my hands, you know, I need some help from my rat friends.
Okay, so you're gonna summon.
No wonder this place didn't get a 5-star rating. Oh,
God.
So I'm gonna summon as many rats as I can.
Are they gonna help you cook?
Ladies and gentlemen, we've walked onto the set of Ratatouille.
Yeah, so he mutters something in French. I'll say that some air vents that are like aligned maybe on the floor or along the ceiling just flip open and ectoplasmic rats just flood into this thing. A whole bunch. It completely covers the floor. They're coming at you guys. And I'm gonna say, with a roll like that, everybody is gonna have to give me 2 brownie points or 1 trait. Because they're gonna come in, they're gonna start biting and gnawing and clawing and all this other stuff.
And I'm just gonna take my proton pack and just cut a swath.
Through them?
Through the rats, yeah.
Okay,
just,
cool.
Just barbecued rat.
Alright, give me a...
It's an American dish. 7.
7? Well, I mean...
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. You do a good amount. I'll say you took out a lot.
I'm just, because this difficult French chef is being difficult, I'm going to boson dart him straight in the face.
I really don't see how I'm being difficult. I'm cooking.
It's like,
you busted you, in.
It, when you, except for you were in there, you get put in a net and you go, RATON!
Right, well, so wait,
or maybe he doesn't.
Boson dart.
This
is kind of close quarters.
He's as surprised about the rats as we are.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell are the rats in my kitchen?
It's like, this is why I never went to 5-star.
Raton, are you they? Everybody comes in.
All right, I'm just gonna hit him with proton stream actually.
Okay.
Because boson dart, yeah, right, probably wouldn't do too much.
13. Yeah, you hit.
Well, being French, I think I'm going to insult them.
Okay, who you want to insult though?
All
everybody. Okay, yes. So you're gonna give an insult in French. Everybody, give me a cool roll.
Do I have to roll?
Yeah.
He insulted everybody. This is a pretty. This, I don't know what you did.
I don't think any of us can beat that now.
No, we can't.
No. Adam is seriously like so insulted. You're definitely not going to be able to do anything for the next round just because you're just like, even though I guess the reason why you're not going to fire is because you're so frustrated that you don't know what it was said, but you just know it was bad. I'll say everyone
else. He with his ghostly hands perfectly depicts your mother in Shadow Puppet.
I'll say for everyone else, you'll still be able to go, but there will be a negative penalty of a certain amount.
Okay.
For what your roles are going to be.
Are
you looking at French insults?
Yeah, I believe, I said many things, but one was, Faupiter dans l'eau pour faire des boules, which means go fart in the water and make bubbles.
I'm going to shoot him with my proton pistol.
Okay. Okay.
Ta mère suce de quai devant les prisons. Your mother sucks dick behind the marketplace.
Okay.
15.
Yeah, you know, you hit him. You definitely hit him.
And yeah, I'm just gonna hit him with a proton stream.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely hit. On to the porch.
This kitchen we're in,
mm-hmm.
Does it have any immediate exits? Like, to the outside? For the way they get rid of garbage and stuff?
I'll say there's a fire exit, yeah. Like a fire exit door that will lead to the outside. I'll say it's like a smaller room, but it definitely leads to the outside.
Okay.
Like, you can see light sort of coming in, like from a window.
Okay. And he's still being held by the,
slime net?
Okay.
Yeah. Slime net, rather, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up to him,
mm-hmm.
and grab him by the net, and I'm going to tell him that I am the health inspector,
uh-huh.
and I need to do a full assessment of this kitchen, and he needs to wait for me outside. And I'm going to grab him and push him out there, and I'm going to bluff.
Okay. Are you trying him to not struggle, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent 3 brownie points.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, shit! Whoa,
yes. Wow.
38.
Okay, that's a massive amount. I'm trying to factor in the fact that you didn't say it in French.
Yeah, I say, je suis inspecteur health. I pull out the beach kit and I say, nous avons à la plage.
You do believe that this guy is definitely in a position of authority, and he's definitely, you understand he's trying to tell you to wait outside.
I mean, those are obviously very good bluffs. I think he could have hypothetically spoken just the basic enough French well enough that I'm
That you're convinced.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
He bluffed so hard that he convinced you that he was speaking French.
Yeah. I mean, that was an amazing role. I mean, really. So,
yeah, it was great.
So, that's a very high role. So, I'm going to say it worked. Like, you want to shove him outside?
Yeah, I'm like guiding him outside. I'm not trying to grapple him.
Okay, because
like,
he can't really move when he's in the net.
Yeah, but he gets where I want to go.
Okay. So you just sort of push him in the corner, or you put him outside?
I'm going to put outside.
Okay, so...
Side?
Yeah, just like an emergency exit. I want to put him outside.
Yeah, all right, so you open the door, and it leads to a small French alleyway, like there's a bicycle on the side
Much
or whatever.
Safer out here.
And so now, all right, so he's outside, it's still in a net, and you're there.
My turn's over, I guess, right?
All right, so at that point, let me roll for the slime tether again. Well, this is, now it's less, because the time goes on. No, he would break out of that. I'll say the slime tether wears off, so you're free from the slime tether. But you are convinced that he's, you know,
yeah,
that he's whatever. So, did you want to do anything now, or are you just like, gonna listen?
Let me talk to him. Let me see if he speaks French or not. So I say to him, "Je te pisse en zigzags au ray de col." Do you understand that?
And I pull out Google Translate on my phone. Yeah. And I say into it, "You're in a lot of trouble. This restaurant's in terrible condition, and you allowed rats in the kitchen. I need you to wait outside while we talk to the owner, because we're probably going to shut this place down." And then I let Google Translate try to get them.
It's like, which, so,
by,
all right,
by
so,
the way, what I said to him was, "I piss in zigzags on your ass crack."
Where do you find these insults?
Google Translate.
Frenchinsults.com.
Wow,
so, all right, so you heard him, in French, he translated, the phone translated. All
right, yeah, well enough, I guess.
So you definitely know what, now you know exactly what he's claiming to be, and you believe it, because that bluff was really good.
The American health inspector, who doesn't speak French.
But he spoke into the phone, and it did it, but you believe it, you believe it.
Yeah.
Are you going to resist, or do you want to just do what he says?
That's fine, I would just like to continue sort of telekinetically cooking. Stuff.
Okay, give me which is that much. Yeah, I'll say, I mean, because it's not, like, the kitchen...
I mean, obviously not cooking as well as that vibe.
Right, so anyway, LaForge is the only one outside with the chef. Yes. And the chef's out there. And you guys are inside, you see the whole thing happen, he goes out there, but, so after they have an exchange, you see, like, pots and pans move back on the stove, start stirring itself, spoons are moving, and stuff's flipping.
I start to freak out a little bit because I see pots and pans moving.
And, but the kitchen seemingly is coming to life, doing, you know, it's making more food. It's continuing to make food. I mean, this is pretty much a break in combat because everyone's kind of stopped fighting, but it's on the pool now, so if the pool's going to just keep shooting or something, then this is, you know, otherwise...
Do you come back inside?
No.
So you're out there with him?
Yeah. Well, I imagine, like, 3 seconds have passed. Like,
It's literally just, like, 3 or 4
I'd
seconds.
I'd intended to get him out of danger so that we could bust him.
So what did you want to do?
I guess I'm going to follow him out in the alley.
You're going to follow him out?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're
going to... I'm going to withhold my turn.
Okay, and then I guess Walla, you're going to follow?
Yeah, I'm going to follow.
Withhold, or are you going to do anything?
Now, the exit, is it like a door that exits straight to the alleyway, or is it like another room before that?
There's like a little room before it, like where there's like a sink and stuff, but like for dishes and things. Just like a small, like a little maintenance area where you just come in and out. So this is literally, you don't come from the alley immediately into the kitchen.
Okay.
That's what it is. Alright. But I mean, the door's open. You can see outside.
It's also like a hallway, like staring down. There's a little room at the end of that.
Not a hallway. It's like the kitchen, the door is to a small room.
It's where the dumpster
like
is. Yeah. Throw shit out.
Yeah. And then, okay. So there's two doors, but they're both open and you can see outside.
Then I'm going to stand at the inside door, take my proton pack, and I'm going to yell to LaForge and to Poole, dive, split, just down each end of the alley, and I'm going to fire a boson dart between them at the ghost.
Okay. both of you got to give me a moves to see how far you get away. And go ahead and give me your boson. You definitely hit the ghost.
I crashed that bicycle.
Yeah. Poole definitely gets away. For LaForge, I'll say give me 2 brownie points or 1 trait point.
Okay, I'll get the brownie points and just say I dived into the dumpster.
Okay. On to LaForge.
Okay.
You climb out of the dumpster.
Oh, no, I just kind of set up using it like a turret and boson dart him as well.
Okay. All right, give me your boson roll. It's a good hit. You definitely hit.
Something very good.
All right,
where's the manager in all this?
He's out front.
So he's not seeing Shigetoka.
He probably is hearing everything, but he's just like, he's mad he's not checking out. But I mean, like, if you want, this is your turn now, so if you need, and you're free, you're out of the net, so you can move, you can do whatever
I'm
you want.
I'm gonna stop withholding my turn.
You want to do something now?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I want to roll a trap out.
Mm-hmm.
And because it annoys me, I'm gonna use my proton pistol and try and shoot his stupid hat off.
So you roll out, okay. So you roll out a trap. Give me your proton pistol. You're not too far away.
9.
You just miss. It's like, so you do this cool move. You somersault over. You throw the trap out. Then you just zoom, right past his head. So it just, oh.
I almost wish you would have slimed him because I could have make a joke about French glaze.
Since I'm French, I'm gonna stop for a second to light a cigarette here.
You gotta pull out a cigarette, uh-huh. Ectoplasmic cigarette.
So like you walk around, you see this one like light from a stream.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to slime LaForge.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. that's good for you. It's like a ghost eye is actually good for you.
Well, you're still in the dumpster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's like hopping in the dumpster with me?
No, it's like projectiles. He doesn't go through you like Slimer. It's like a projectile.
Oh. Yeah. Gross.
Oh! This has actually never happened before. I forgot. There is a thing. There is a thing about sliming. If the ghost successfully slimes you and rolls a ghost die, it means you are, so your cool is, the effect of your cool is the same.
I got it in my
but
mouth.
The ghost eye just means there's so much of it on you, you are like stuck in place until someone helps you.
And
you
you're in a dumpster.
Out. And you're in a dumpster.
That sucks.
I was reviewing the powers because Steve was going to be playing, and I realized that was something that's never even happened before. So it's the first time you've been slimed so bad you can't even move.
Gross.
This is even worse than a demon. Well, actually.
But yeah, you're in the dumpster. You got slime so bad, it's just like goop sticky, like you can't even climb out.
Why don't you fart in that slime and make bubbles?
I would, but it sealed my butthole shut.
Because I was peeing zigzags. That's
correct. Since all I have is my proton pistol.
Uh-huh, and the slime blower.
And the slime blower. I'm going to instead use my turn to walk into the kitchen, grab Briggs's pot of water,
mm-hmm.
and then run out and dump it on the forge.
Okay.
I can't imagine a worse smell.
11.
The food.
11. So yeah, you run inside, you grab, there's a pot, I'll just say there's a pot of water, you make sure not to grab one that's not on the stove.
Right, yeah.
It's,
not
like, it's Paris, the streets are dirty, the dumpsters are clean.
And you run out and you just splash water on the forge, and I'd say that it kind of helps. It doesn't get the slime off of him.
It just makes him like sad.
Yeah.
How can somebody help me without like being affected by it?
The water does help. He's not free, but mixing the water with this is enough to like start. If you want to start patting him down, just like getting chunks of it off of him, then that can help. But it is gross. It is gross. But
Boson dart's been expended, so I'm gonna proton stream.
Okay. You would hit. Now it's on to LaForge, who's in this dumpster. Pool's helping you, but
pretty mad.
Yeah. Okay. You're wet, slimy, in a dumpster in an alley in Paris. I'm like,
I'm gonna go lick the street while I'm at it. I'm going to unhook a slime grenade off my belt and go, oh, well, here's how that feels, and throw it at him.
Okay. Yeah, you throw a slime grenade, lands right underneath him. It's gonna go off, but you guys are all outside basically. So,
LaForge is just sharing the wealth.
Yeah. So everyone's cool is half. So it's Briggs.
I'm gonna proton
stream.
Yup.
Okay.
All sticky and gross.
Sticky and ghost.
That's 4 5.
It's 9.
It's
8,
so is that like
9 and a ghost? You hit him, but I'm just gonna say that when you fire.
Yeah.
And you hit him, but because this grenade of slime had gone off, that you're just gonna be slipping and sliding, you're gonna lose your footing. It's rough terrain now, is what this is.
Okay.
I would like to run. He's in the doorway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I run past him, push him out of the way?
Technically, you could run through him, because you're a ghost.
Right. Through him, run through him. So I'm gonna run through wall.
Mm-hmm.
You can also run through walls.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'd like to slam both those doors and lock them and run back in the kitchen and just lock all the Ghostbusters out.
Give me your power.
Walk around. covered in slime made of cheese, gonna be like, no, you can't go back in.
Because you're in an alley, you're gonna go back in. Trash.
Slime. What are you doing outside? It's even
can
the
you
restaurant.
Let us back in?
he's still cleaner than your restaurant is, so.
So yeah, he will go.
And a ghost. What was the ghost?
The ghost counts as a six for you.
Yeah.
And it's like a good thing for you, but
dude,
a bad thing for them.
We're getting screwed by ghosts tonight. Holy crap.
None of
more ways
hurt.
Than one. So I will say, yeah, he, because he's out of the net, he can go where he pleases. He's gonna go back in through the doorway, just go through wall. Wall feels a shiver of cold as it goes through, and he's gonna slant bolt doors because he uses this is a poltergeist power to bolt doors close and bolt doors lock. You're inside that little room. That's where like the sink is and some folded chairs and stuff. But everyone else is back outside in the alley.
Locked,
yeah.
Wait, Wall's locked in there with him?
He's not in the room with Wall.
I'm in the room between the kitchen and the alley.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But it's Pool's turn. All
right.
So you're outside in the alley. You just saw the ghost just go in and close the doors. You're like, well, okay.
is this a break in combat?
I would say probably now this would be a break in combat because I mean he's not. The ghost is gone. None of you can see the ghost. And three of you are outside. One of you is locked in a small room the size of a room closet.
I very, very pitifully pick up my prep. And I guess I'm going to help LaForge out.
Out of the dumpster.
I'm probably all right now.
By now, I'd say, especially if there's a breaking combat, you're definitely all right. Everyone's looking gross, though. But yeah.
We'll try to use a proton pack to pick that lock. Like...
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm gonna.
Wall's inside.
Yeah, I imagine at one point, like we both tried the door, him from the inside, and I tell him to back up. I yell through the door, tell him to get as far away from the door. I use my pistol.
Yeah, I step off to the side of the door.
Yeah, I would say because you know, it's like that in Aliens when they're welding the door shut. You're like cutting the door open, just right around the lock. It's an old door, you know, the lock falls out and the door just swings open and Wall's in there, so that's, you're in.
All right, so we...
Neilio come in the door like, welcome to La Boutique Fromage. We'll be your server tonight.
So now we begin the walk of shame.
Yeah, gross.
So you just freed Wall out of the door, out of the little room, and you're going to leave the alleyway, walk back around front, and go back into the entranceway. So is that the plan?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I like it.
Did you guys file out of there? You come down the alley. We come around the alleyway. You come out of the alleyway, around the front of the building, and some, you know, there's like construction equipment and scaffolding and everything. And Louis, Monsieur Lapideur is out there, and Nina's out front, and Tobin's out front. And you guys just come walking, and you're covered in slime, and in Josh's case, garbage that's stuck to slime. It's like, so it's... Not looking.
It's camo. I blend right in.
It's like, so you gotta imagine from their point of view, he saw four Ghostbusters enter the front door, heard explosions, heard noises of all kinds, and then you come around from the alleyway covered in garbage and slime, and your cool is in half. You don't look very cool. And,
just tell him the kitchen's fine.
So like what I just said, it's okay.
We got it.
So he's very angry. Like he was smoking a cigarette ever, and he's just like, He's just shouting a bunch of things in French, but you guys wouldn't hear it.
Just give him a thumbs up as we walk by.
Nina's not translating. She's just like, she gives you like a worried smile of like, oh, okay, just keep doing what you're doing. You guys aren't dead, so clearly things didn't go as planned, but you're going back in and you're not giving up.
I mean, you know, we can leave. Like,
I just walk by with thumbs up and go, hey, Jerry Lewis.
So you guys go back in through the front?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I've been cooking this entire time.
You went back to work,
before,
right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Before you guys even got here, and, you know, this throughout the whole fight, so I think things are about ready, so I'm gonna...
This is you finishing.
I'm gonna roll for cook and try to finish what I've been working on this whole time, and if it works out, I'm gonna, you know, plate it all
night. Let's see if it works,
Yeah, let's...
Yeah, 31, you're definitely done. You definitely... Oh, yeah. So what did you end up making?
So I made a coq au vin, which is a chicken stew with the word cock in it.
Mm-hmm. Was there desserts and everything else? Like, what else is that?
Yeah, there's like chocolate mousse.
It's Game of Thrones up in this bitch.
Yeah.
It's the feast from Hook.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? It's the it's okay. Ridiculous.
No, no. It's actually pretty simple, mm-hmm. and it's very clearly, you know, well presented. Just four dishes for all of them laid out, just hot. The little steam. Mm-hmm. If it was drawn, it'd be little steam squiggles.
Okay. Okay.
And it looks delicious. So I've been working on this from the afterlife. Like,
we see this, right? Like, we're there.
Yeah. So you come in, you enter through the front, and you see laid out on a table.
And I'm nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. So okay. So
it's liquid, right?
It's real, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And while,
I mean, did you want to? I mean, you could scan it if you want.
Well, let's scan it.
You don't pick up anything on the in any of the food. You're goggling it.
Yeah.
I can already tell you. by all accounts, this looks complete legit. There's not a trace of
anything. I'm not having this deal. What if? I'm just saying.
I think we may have maybe of the same mind at this point.
I'm just saying. What if, dude's not so bad. What if? Maybe other guy had him killed or something, and he just, you know.
Maybe he's just waiting for a food fight before he passes on.
I was thinking, this Maitre D', mm-hmm. he wouldn't happen to double as a food critic, would he?
The Maitre D' as a food critic?
Yeah, is there anybody nearby that's a food critic?
No, the Maitre D's out. The Maitre D's still out front.
All right.
But yeah, the food, I mean, dude, with that roll, you know from the goggles and you know from the PKE, the food is real. And with that roll, the food looks fucking, like,
I'm
good.
So it's like chicken stew, right, basically?
Yeah, with, like, you know, the meat and the seasoning and everything.
Take a spoonful. Eat it.
And he dies.
It's just...
What did you roll, 30? A 38? So you taste it.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 30, 30 being really good and 1 being terrible, it's a 38.
Oh my god, you guys, this is...
We can't.
This
we can't
is really good, stove. Guys. Guys, try this. Oh my god!
I think I know how the European Ghostbusters messed this up last time.
Wait, I'm gonna walk outside. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring a bowl outside to the Maitre D' and have him try it. And I walk outside and I go to the Maitre D' and I said, "You have to try this. I just want, like, not bluffing. You have to try this."
Okay, Nina translates. He wants to know why you're wasting time with the food and not busting this thing.
And I push it closer to him and say, "You have to try
okay,
this."
Okay, so he, all right, then he will reluctantly, he'll very angrily just snatch it from you. Some spills out. He just takes it and he slurps it up. And then he just, like, and he just smashes it on the ground. And he just, like, he starts insulting back in French. So he sipped it, he tasted it, but he just drops it and smashes it. And he's just like, "Get back in there." He's like very pissed off. He's using a lot of curse words.
I asked Nina, I was like, ask him if he's aware how incredible of a cook this ghost is.
She asks him, and he's like, "Oh!" And he just gets angry again. It's just like, everything you're doing is getting worse as far as this guy's concerned.
I don't care. I'm paid by the state.
he says a whole bunch of stuff. Nina's just trying to catch up, and she's like, "He didn't like him. She can tell you the name." She said, because his first name was Gustav, Chef Gustav. It's like, he didn't follow instructions, he was an asshole, I got rid of him.
Alright, so I just shrug and unholster the proton neutrino wand.
You go back inside?
Walk back inside, yeah.
Okay, you guys are still in there. You tried the food.
I'm polishing that off.
Did anyone else try it?
At this point, yeah.
I'm gonna grab my bowl, not the fart poo bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he smashed that one. So Adam doesn't get any of it.
I'm sure there's more.
I'm gonna walk in the kitchen and give the chef a thumbs up.
Okay, well, if you...
You're gone.
You're not in the kitchen yet. This is like in the restaurant.
Right,
like,
well, I was gonna walk
okay,
to the kitchen.
Okay, so if you walk in there, you'll see him there. Mm-hmm. So he's there and he's floating and you're just continuing... I'm assuming you're just continuing to work on more stuff because that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think now that you guys are actually eating the food, I've kind of let my guard down. I'm like, all right, well, maybe I can just keep doing this.
You were able to finish this thing.
Yeah.
Now you can. Well, I was gonna say, well, it doesn't matter now because you're gonna find it anyways. Like, now you can now. Your level has gone up. You can communicate.
Okay, so I just be like, I mean.
So he comes in. LaForge comes in, and they've eaten the food. Clearly, I think they like it. Yeah, like they've scarfed it down, and LaForge gives you a thumbs up.
Like literally, like licking the bottom of the bowl.
All right, so he can communicate.
You don't know that, but you just walked in. You just walked in, and you're just like, "Hey, man."
I go, "Très bon, magnifique."
You can say in English what you want to say.
I mean, I guess he's French. He's like, all right. So here's what happens. He's French. He's so emotional. He's just been moved.
They moved you. This is how we're gonna find out. We're gonna insult every country until we find out.
Okay. So
you're moved by
it?
He's
just basically, you know, I've been trying to make this since. You know, I died, which is a long story, but I finally finished it, which is the one thing. It's my unfinished business here on Earth. So really, I feel, you know, I've leveled up. I feel almost ready to move on to the afterlife. I just like to have a little bite before I go, and then, you know, leave this plane. So, you know, thank you guys for enjoying it. I'm glad I can make it for you. And since I can communicate, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I just say, you know, this place didn't used to be called La Boutique Fromage, the cheese shop. It was called Chez Balzac. my nickname is Balzac, like the poet. Mm-hmm. And I was the chef here, and I co-owned it. We had a partnership with Lepidou, who's a son of a bitch, and he wanted to turn it into a fondue restaurant called the Cheese Shop. I disagreed, and since we were co-owners, he murdered me, and I've just been trying to complete
this or whatever?
Complete this one dish.
Alright, well,
murder.
Let's just...
How did he have you murdered?
I'm not entirely sure, but I know he poisoned my wine, which is disturbing because we keep all our wine down the cellar. So to have poisoned the wine that I drank means that possibly the public could have been served this wine too. And anyway, the International Ghostbusters were here, they trashed everything, we had a big fight because they didn't get it, obviously, the food thing, like you guys said, like, oh, I think I know why they failed. And all I can tell you is they left through the wine cellar.
Well, time to go down to the wine cellar.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't let
them. Let's pull out the ghost trap and be like, hey, if you want to come with us, we do have a kitchen we barely use.
Nah, I guess it's up to you. If you wanted to pass on to the other side or if you wanted to go continue cooking.
Yeah, I think he's just like, fuck it. I've been cooking in this restaurant my whole life. Finally, some guys enjoy my food.
You gonna go
Why
for
not,
it?
You know? Yeah.
All right, you're gonna go. All right.
So, I mean, you know, anytime.
Hey guys, we
got a way to get you back to America.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, guys, what? We got a Slimer. We got our own Slimer now.
We have to cook for you guys.
Are you gonna pop it open and get
yeah.
in there?
Yeah, yeah. Trap out.
Just, all right, it's just like, in that case, it's like, if you just put the trap out, he's not going to struggle, you're not going to have to throw him in there and struggle. You pop it open, it just sucks him in, just, wah, really quick, just like, close this, you got it.
There's that look on his face, which is like, oh god, what did I agree to?
Yeah, like, didn't quite expect that, but yeah.
It's like, yeah, we'll hop on a plane, you know?
Yeah. So, we got a murderer. And we gotta go down there.
Let's go to the wine cellar.
I think I almost said dungeon. Yeah, let's. All right. So where's the wine cellar? We'll head down.
Well, I mean, you just trapped them. You gotta look for it. I guess it's like, it's, okay. You know.
Yeah. Use your dot eyes.
I'll say that you notice like some cracks in the floor, like not like natural cracks, but like an actual like a seam or whatever. And you see that there's like a handle that's like under a carpet. So if you flip up the carpet, you
grab it and lift it up.
Yeah, you lift it up. It looks really old. Like it's an old fashioned like wine cellar. There's a lot in there
because there's no pots and pans flying around anymore. So
just a lot of really old expensive wine. That can just shatter.
I feel more. Because I'm just saying, it's not a pot or pan hitting me in the head.
Okay, well if you go down, it's kind of. It's a little cramped, not too much. It's dark.
Put my light on.
Yeah, you put your light
my
on.
My first thought is I want to just grab one and start drinking it. But
yeah,
something poison. In here is poison.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do notice that, you know, there's like cobwebs on, you know, on some of the bottles that are really far in the back, really old labels. It's really, this looks like it's probably worth a lot of money. But
you 1600.
But you're feeling like, well, because you're, I mean, did anyone else? I mean, right now you're the only one down.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're feeling like wind, like as if the cellar isn't just the cellar.
Is it like part of the wall?
If you're just gonna go approach it to try and find it, I guess.
Yeah, find it and whatnot. Somebody look for a light to turn on in here if there is one.
We've got flashlights.
If you guys start filing down there, which I'm assuming you're going to,
yeah.
You all start looking around. I'm not gonna make you roll for it because you would all find it eventually because the cellar's not that big. But you eventually do find like the air coming through like cracks in like the in the stone. It's not bricks, but it's like, you know, huge chunks of stone built like layered on top of one another. You feel air coming through some of the cracks, and if you push your hands against it on hinges, it just opens up a real secret doorway that leads down, just down dark into a tunnel.
Well, all right. Well, we don't have the connections in Paris that we have with the London police.
Yeah,
we could develop them. Like before we go down there, I'm gonna look around the wine. So like they look really old. You said
some of them do. Some of them look really old.
I'm gonna look for ones that are in like the old section that don't have dust on them or the dust has been.
I'll say that you find the section where all the oldest ones are, you see that on one row, it's like cobweb. Stuff that looks like it might be from the same year, mm-hmm. but there's two that look like they're not covered in cobwebs or dust, and there's just like the one where wine was taken out, like a slot, like a bomb.
An empty one?
Roof, yeah.
Okay, so the two...
And the rest around it are covered in dust and
sure.
cobwebs.
Sure, the two that aren't covered, I'm gonna... So I'm gonna take the two that have been touched.
Okay.
I'm gonna get wasted.
I mean, we don't really know where this tunnel goes. Do we want to take care of this guy first and send Nina home so she's not just waiting outside?
I think we should probably remove the Mater D.
Yeah.
Okay. And then come back.
Okay, so what'd you like to do then? You're just gonna go back up?
Let's go back up, exit through the kitchen with the wine, kind of smuggle it
out. Now, the European Ghostbusters do have better relations with government organizations.
Yeah, that's true.
Like local police.
Yeah, their headquarters were in London, but they're known because they have a representative of like almost each country. So, I mean, okay. they have connections to each country, for sure.
Did we meet any... No, we haven't met any detectives or anything while we've been...
You talked... Well, the ones... Because after the murder on the train, like, you were talking to some French police.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah. yeah. Let's,
They gave you contact information.
I'm gonna call him.
Uh-huh.
With my international Ghostbusting phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna call and say, hey, man, we have a ghost and we had a ghost situation in a restaurant. We took care of it. But we have some evidence that somebody maybe had poisoned the previous chef. And there's two more bottles here that have been tampered with. We think we're pretty sure evidence is pointing towards a Mater D, and we need to know if you had any recent poisonings around the same time frame.
I'll say that he doesn't have any records of any other poisonings, but if you think that you found some evidence for a murder case, they're gonna have to take it in and check it out.
Cool. All right. And I say the thing may be the Mater D. You may want to take him in for questioning because, and then like.
It is.
I'll just tell the whole story of the ghost on the phone.
Yeah. If you're just like, and so then, and that this like dissolved to another, like a few minutes later, and then the ghost himself told us that he was murdered by the Mater D. This guy just doesn't even blink. He's just like, okay, the ghost told you that he was murdered by the Mater D, and I'll put that in here, and we will contact you. So he just doesn't seem to care. He seems very laid back about it. But yeah, they'll check it. They'll say.
And what did Elvis say when he was done?
Okay.
Just want to make sure.
What they're gonna do is they're gonna send the health inspector out.
Yeah, so I'll say, he'll say that for you to take the bottles back to your hotel, mm-hmm. and he will have someone come in and pick them up.
Good.
And they'll check it out.
Test those bottles.
Yeah.
In the meantime, are we just.
Yeah, so what would you like to do? So you're still like in the kitchen area doing the phone call thing. What would you
all
like
right,
to
well,
do?
Well, it's like, well, I'm gonna kind of spirit the bottles away to the Ecto-1.
Uh huh.
The Geist one.
The
Geist one. And hide them, and then we can go into the cellar.
Okay, do you want to talk to the Mater D? Do you want to talk to Nina? Or you just be like, still working on it? Or
yeah,
like...
Well, Tom is like, he's being difficult. Nothing's broken, though. And we're almost done.
Okay,
we're wrapping up.
He just throws his hands up like, oh, mon dieu! Like, he's just completely not believe it's taking this long. And Nina's just like...
Suddenly, we're all less worried about
well,
how
and the
much
fact that
and
the fact like, yeah, like, yeah, and the fact that you come out and you're like, oh, it's taking you go to the Geist one. You're like, it's taking a little while, but you know, we're taking care of it. Nina's
we're,
like...
I take the trap back to the Geist one and put it in a mobile container.
Okay.
Like, we're almost done. We're just wrapping up, making sure that your restaurant is in good shape. Together.
Okay.
I'm guessing just you walking and saying that Nina would probably
sees the smoking trap. Like the smoking trap, she'll like wait there, but she's like looking at you like.
So I guess if we want to tell Nina to go ahead and head back to the hotel.
Yeah, I would say we tell her to take. I'll tell her to take the Geist one to the police department.
Okay. Okay.
And then she could drop off the evidence herself.
Okay, and then you're gonna go down into the cellar.
I'm trying to think of how we can get Tobin down there without him freaking out more.
We just bring him with us.
You gonna bring Tobin into the cellar? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys get Tobin. You go into the cellar and you know back to the hatch opens up and leaks down into like a cavern. It's very dark or whatever. There's no lights down there, of course.
Turn goggles on.
Goggles and flashlights on. I'm assuming you venture down. It seems to go down kind of windy. It's very cramped, but you know you still got your packs on. But it's not like so cramped you can't move. But it's you know, and it's cold and everything, and the wind's coming up. You go down a little ways, and it seems to slowly open up, like it's getting bigger the deeper down that you go. Finally, you come down into sort of a larger open area, and you see that you're in the catacombs under Paris. There's like skulls stacked, and bones all over the place. This seems to be in a spot that's not like where the public goes, because there's no like you don't see any footprints or anything like that. But it's very dark and very spooky down there.
No footprints of where like maybe the previous team.
It's kind of stone, so it's not really like you know you can't really tell. I mean, there's always the good old sea. You got amazing god eyes like with ecto goggles on as well. So you know,
The ghost did say the other Ghostbusters did exit through
Oh yeah, he does have wizard eyes.
I'm gonna kind of assume, like, kind of edge ahead everyone and, like, look and see if I can see any, like, previous...
Okay, yeah.
Like, this can't be traveled very often. There has to be, like, some remnant of their footprints left. Yeah. It was only, a couple days ago.
Yeah, before, how do you think these skulls are?
I can find out.
You got a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that you see, like, dirt that has been scuffed up that looks like there were boot prints. Not, like, clear in mud or whatever, but you're definitely seeing, like, a path. You're definitely seeing, like, it looks like somebody was through here. Like, you're seeing, like, very hard to see, but you got, like, night vision goggles on, so you can kind of see a path going, definitely. So you go that way, just skulls everywhere. I mean, like, it's just the walls.
Is Tobin following the same path?
Tobin's going, yeah. Like, Tobin...
Is he spooked?
Tobin's not spooked, really. He's just kind of... He's definitely looking around. Like, his senses are peaked up. Like, he's definitely on the prowl, as it were. Tobin starts leading. Like, he's on to something. So he just starts pulling and tugging ahead. So if you're gonna take a lead with him, just follow. Like, so he starts going, leading. You know, he's trotting along. He's turning this way, turning that way through these catacombs. It's not too complicated. So, like, you can find your way back. You know, it's not like too. It's not getting too out of control. But you start to hear. It sounds like water. Like you're coming across. And you turn another corner. You go down some like more steps. Again, there's just skulls everywhere, bones everywhere. It's a maze of death. And sure enough, you come around, and this chamber is lit up. With like a constantly changing blue, pink, purplish light, and there is a river of black slime coming through here.
Oh, this is not good.
Did we just walk in, or do we kind of poke our heads around so that we're just?
You didn't step in it. Like it's okay. It's a large chamber, and there is like a definite river going through.
You can
approach.
It has a direction.
It definitely has a direction.
I'm sure I get no cell phone reception underground.
No, not under here. No.
But I'm gonna try to take a guess at where the direction this is coming from.
Give me brains.
It finally happened.
A roll worse. I think that might be the worst roll ever.
Yeah.
That's a one and a ghost. Wow. You literally cannot get a worse roll.
It's true.
Oh wait, unless my cool was just a good ghost.
You're right. You are right.
You're trying to figure out, you get your bearings on where you are.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at the slime. You're like, okay, I think, and then when you turn, you don't see pool, wall, or break. And you're like, what the fuck? And then it's like, oh, they're right here. So like, you just looked over the wrong shoulder.
Like, fall to my knees in front of the slime. Like, no!
So yeah, you have no idea.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You have no idea where you are right now, or where that slime
is
going.
Guys, I think we're in Mexico.
You made a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
Alrighty, are there any type of walkways
across
on either side, like following, like parallel to the river?
I'll say that there is for a little bit, but eventually it does just sort of go like back down into like it sort of just come up and it's gone. I mean, it's you know, it's a large area and it's a definite river of slime. It's not like it's only a couple inches. Like, this looks like it's feet deep at least. You know,
like, guys, I have no idea where I am.
Slime.
What about the light? Yeah, that's strange.
There's no light. Oh, the light that's glowing is from the slime. It's like the slime is giving off a light, like an ambient, because there's so much of it.
Is this active? Like, if I put my hand out over it, is it going to try and grab my arm?
I mean, you can test it, but, you know.
Let's not poke it. Do we want to maybe take a path back and try and follow what paths we can, the direction that we
back the way you came? You can figure out the way you came.
No, well, more that, I mean, are there paths that
you didn't take?
That we feel like would go the same direction as the source of the slime?
Give me your brains. Send your brains. You're not sure if it would lead to where the slime came from because it was kind of far back, but, I mean, it's a possibility, but there's no guarantee. You'd have to go back the way you came and then, you know, whatever.
I'll say, hey, Briggs, do you know where we are? Because I have no clue.
I'm gonna figure out where we are in relation to our position.
Center brains or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Take your best guesses, like how far or whatever. You think if you had to take an estimate as to like how deep you guys are in the ground, how far away you are from the restaurant, if you had to draw a map to like instruct someone how to get here, you think you could do it. You think you could explain it.
But like not relative to our position in the street above.
I mean, you know, you definitely know you're not under the restaurant anymore.
Is there any access points? Like, not necessarily.
I'll put it this way. You think that you may have gone a couple of blocks, possibly.
Do we know the direction?
You've been zigzagging around. Roughly, not that it would matter, but I think if you had to take a best guess, I would say you've gone southeast of the restaurant, but that doesn't necessarily... If you want to say, hey guys, I think I know where we can go to see, because if you explain the plan, you want to just start leading the way?
Yeah.
Okay. If you start going back the way you came, because there's like a couple junction points and everything like that, you had a pretty good sense of like where you guys were. So if it's like, all right, we came here from the right, let's go left this time. You're going this way, and you have a pretty good sense of where you're going. I will say that some of the tunnels are no longer as cramped. Like the further down you go, the more it just in general just seems to be open. You're a little puzzled that you're not stumbling across any of the spots that seem to be for the tourist area. It's like there's no places that are clearly roped off, no evidence of tourists being here.
So we're nowhere near the cathedral.
It doesn't seem that way. It's like you're still trying to figure out where exactly this is.
Chunks of this that
so
that may not be either whether maybe they're not discovered or maybe they're just roped off for historical reasons.
Notre Dame or heavily documented and whatnot.
Right.
So we're nowhere near there.
It wouldn't seem that way. I will say. You start hearing voices in French communicating, like there might be a group of people down here, like just like far off, like very distant. But I'll say that you turn a couple more corners and it opens up into what looks like slightly more, I don't want to say modern, because there's no modern catacombs.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's still more skulls everywhere, there's still bones everywhere, but it seems like you may be coming into a more touristy area, you're not quite sure. It seems like wider and everything, and you are hearing voices. It's like a long straightaway tunnel, and you're hearing voices at the end very clearly. So it's like, they're not like spooky
pull up
voices.
Google Translator.
Do we still know exactly where we are relative to the river?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can find your way back there if you needed to, yeah.
So I want to pull out Google Translator and just have it up there and just have it translate like what somebody's saying. Hopefully, it can
it's too far away. It's too far away to pick up what they're saying. Absolutely. But you're hearing clear voices.
Okay, so I want to get closer and keep trying to get that intel. We can before we just charge in there and go, hey, what are you guys up to? Just figure out like what.
Salut.
Okay, I'll say. You know, you pull up. You're waiting. You're being very quiet. You hit. Bloop, and just listening. It's the phone does its listening cycle.
I turn the volume all the way down. I sort of like, blurt it out. No, very
it does the listening cycle. And when you pick it up, it's kind of sketchy, but it's just like, you go this way, yes, no, why? Simple, very short. Like this is just a very short discussion. You're not picking up any like serious conversation, but it's people talking about movement, where they're going.
All right, so I think we should probably proceed carefully.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
so I think we can do.
We outgun anybody who's coming. I'm not really worried about it.
Well, I mean,
my guy pulls a pistol and is like, all right, well,
fine.
It's not a guy with a pistol I'm worried about. You know, that's something else entirely. So
okay, so you just want to go try and approach?
Salut.
Okay, and if you say that you're greeting in French, the voices get quiet for a second, like they're tripping. But they're not sure. Well, they're not like shush shush. They're just like they stop talking. Like did someone just say something?
Woo! Get out now!
I'll say, who knows how to say, who is that in French? Just like, what's,
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
You're hearing something that sounds, it would be the equivalent of like, who's that? Like, what is it? Like, what? Like, they're very unsure or whatever. Just, and you hear,
because like, je suis, whatever. Anyway, je suis Ghostbuster.
And it's like, quoi? you hear some footsteps running.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe, 4 or 5 people. And they come running up, but there's no lights. There's like no flashlights.
Well, we've got lights.
You've got flashlights, but you turn your flashlights on. You're not seeing. They're still like down at the. You're hearing footsteps from like the end of this tunnel, or whatever. And these footsteps come running in. And if you're just gonna like wait just to see like who comes,
I'll just keep walking. I guess there's no.
Yeah, you keep walking. You're hearing them like, you know, like who's there? What's going on? And 5 skeletons just run up. And they start asking you questions in French, like, "What are you doing here?"
It's shock.
It's like some of them have like look like out of bone like staffs and
back to core bone.
And sharpened edges and stuff. And they're all speaking in French and shouting, it's like, "What are you doing here? What is like? Explain yourself." And they're like, but they're all in French. There's no English.
We just put our hands up. We're like, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice?
Don't say it again!
We got him locked up, we're good.
It's like, Mike is like, Josh, I think you better just not say
that. Are they wearing berets?
No, they're not wearing, no, they're
like gondola shirts.
They're just full skeletons, just like there's no meat
like,
on them.
Like Jason and the Argonauts.
Well, yeah. Wait, just wave the hands and get them to stop.
Uh-huh.
And I guess as they're talking, just pull out the phone again, see if we can't get something.
It's like,
they are very intimidated by the glowing phone. They're just like, what? Yes, because like, they're completely confused.
I'm just like, I just want to pull out the Google Translator. I just try to make it like hey,
we're lost. Real quick, like, friends.
Just say friends? Just like,
friends.
Ami, what is it?
Ami.
Is Ami friends?
Yeah, it's friend.
Oh, okay, it's just like,
Je suis Ami.
They start speaking a lot in French very quickly. They're, you know, you said friend, so they're...
No, je ne parle pas français.
And then they just go, English? Like you're speaking in English.
Yes.
They seem to be like a little irritated by that, and they're just like, they start saying, all right, they start shoving you like this. They're going to lead you away somewhere. They're trying to lead you. They're like...
It's like, no. Wait, hold on.
Well, what direction?
From the way they came.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so they got their little spears and stuff, and they're just some, not all of them do. Some of them are just like with their hands in it. So they're just like they're not quite as angry or as commanding, but they're puzzled.
Guys, this is
like,
weird.
I think this guy's got a bone to pick with.
they're very puzzled. They're saying a lot of stuff to you in French. It seems very inquisitive, but they're being very careful. But they are definitely hurting you in this direction. Like go now. They're moving. So they get behind you guys and they start shoving you in that direction.
We'll say to clarify. I say je ne suis English pas, je suis American.
And they say American.
What?
They don't seem to understand that, but they're gonna keep shoving you and moving you along.
America may not have been around.
These guys are super ancient. Oh jeez.
So they're gonna move you along and they're gonna lead you down this hallway into the darkness, and I'm gonna end it there for tonight, and we'll pick that up next time.
They didn't expect skeletons, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I like the direction that went.
Steve, what would you add any words before I close it down of your experience as a guest? Would you recommend being a guest?
Yeah, everyone should be so lucky.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or by making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Wall, because that's not all. Tell them, LaForge.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to All Nerdy Show Network podcast via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can follow us or The Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
Trying to order a mushroom pizza here, you know, picking up their phone. Also, Abraham Lincoln's been using my toilet for the past 50 minutes, and I'm pretty street dead. Address 555 Park Place. Yeah, thanks.
Hi there. I'm calling to get in contact with the Ghostbusters. Now, actually, I've had an experience currently. Me and my girlfriend were up in the woods, and we found this book, and it was kind of like, it was made out of human skin almost. It was all stitched together. And I was flipping through the pages, and all of a sudden my girlfriend, like, her eyes started turning red. And I thought it was just, like, an out of the pot or whatever. But it wasn't. And so she just started flipping out and then started trying to attack me. And then I ended up decapitating her and hiding her body in the forest. I'm still currently sitting at the cabin. I'm afraid to go outside. Give me a call back as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye.